Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Empowered Spirit Show with your host, Terry Ann Hyman, who is known for her teachings on tapping into the spirit. Join in and learn more about the energy of aligning with your deeper self. Tap into the intuitive energy of the angels, spirit guides, crystals, color, and light. Are you having trouble making decisions? Is your health acting up? Do you need a greater magnification of life to find your purpose? Call in for readings to catch your spirit, find your answers. Align with your highest vibration.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Empowered Spirit Show. This is your host, Terry Ann Hyman, owner and founder of Natural Forces Studio, the Empowered Spirit Program, and author of Confessions of a Shower Tapper, the ultimate guide to living your purpose with EFT. So wherever you are and whatever time of day it is that you're listening in, thank you. Thank you so much for joining me and tuning in. And I wanted to let you know, if these times are getting to you, you're feeling a little lost, you don't know how to connect with your spirit, you know you're intuitive, but you don't know what to do with that, come on over to the Empowered Spirit Circle on Facebook. Join our group. You'll find more information there. You can ask questions, get your answers. Join us on Facebook, the Empowered Spirit Show, or the Empowered Spirit Circle, which follows this show. There you go. How is everyone today? Boy, did we have lots of energy last week, right? Last week, yep, I was not live. I was up in Tennessee watching the eclipse, being in that total space. It was really awesome. To take that three-hour drive for that was very well worth it. I can't even describe the feelings. They were so amazing to see and be in amazement with everybody around the country watching it. It was really awesome. And yes, it did create a shift. It created such a big shift for many people. I know for myself, I could feel my light body opening. I could feel the brain just really being stimulated. Yes, I had a little bit of a headache. Had to really release the energy, move it through the body. It was very neat to hear the crickets and the cicadas come alive and to see that shifting colors all around. It was really quite amazing. I know for myself, the energy just kept going throughout the week. I kept finding that vibration. I kept feeling as if my energy was lifted. My vibration had been raised. How about you? What did you notice? I know so many people commented on it, were asking me about the headaches and feeling uneasy and what they could do. And that's really the question we're going to talk about today. What can you do with all of this energy? Why was it so important to have that awareness of the eclipse? One of the things that I think that has happened, and I can't really scientifically prove it, but one of the things I noticed from the yoga classes I take, from Kundalini, from being in a position of using my energy, is it did feel as if the hypothalamus was stimulated, the pineal gland was awakened even more. So no matter where you are on your path right now, if you are aware of that energy going on that day, whether you were in the total eclipse or partial, just being aware, there was so much light coming into the universe all around. So yeah, maybe you noticed it. And maybe you're noticing now a deeper sensitivity to your own energy fields, to others, to where you are right now on your path. That's what the importance is right now. Where can you align in your spirit? Where can you bring that forward and come into being in alignment with the spiritual body, the physical body, the emotional body, the mental body, all of this energy coming forward? All right, so here we are right now. Gosh, we're already at the end of August. Can you believe it? We're in the about halfway point of the retrograde, Mercury retrograde. Saturn went direct. So what does this mean? This is meaning that we are starting to feel this little push-pull, like you want to go forward in your plans, but then you feel a little bit of resistance, like you can't get it done. That's that push-pull energy. So what I'm thinking is thinking that it's the best thing to do right now is to keep writing those intentions, right? Keep putting that awareness out. Keep getting clearer and clearer and more focused on what you want. Because then we come around, oh, about that first week into September, I think it's about the 5th, somewhere around there, then Mercury's going to move out and then you're going to be ready. You're going to be poised and ready to move forward on all of these many aspects that you've been working on this past month. So have a little patience with the timing. Know where you are in your path. Keep writing those intentions. Last week was a new moon. All right, even though we had the eclipse, we all got really excited. It was that time to put those intentions out. Either renew them, refresh them, or just put them out there and keep working on them, getting clearer and clearer and more focused. If you were there at the eclipse, if you're around, if you're outside, continually tap into that vibration you felt by being out in nature that day. What did it feel like for you? Close your eyes. Go back there. This will help your energetic vibration find that point that is raising you up above. When we raise our vibration, it helps us to come into that energy of like happiness and joy and peace and love versus being pulled down by the stress and the fear and the conflict and all those other things in your life right now. Staying above it by continually coming back to those feelings. I know that's what I do. I close my eyes. I imagine being in that energy and seeing that light all around, seeing that alignment, and it helps me to lift up and find those positive aspects in my own life. And I hope it can do that for you. One of the ways to do that is really between now, the equinox is a couple of weeks away, we're at the end of summer, is really taking the time to be still. Go back over your summer. What grew? What matured? Right? What grew forward in the things that you planted in the spring? That's what we look at in the summer. Really reflect and really get quiet. Really practicing the skill of sitting with yourself is so important. That's where you're going to let all those thoughts just dump out of the brain. That's where you're going to hear that inner guidance. And that is the best exercise, the best practice you can do right now. There is so much power in getting quiet right now and getting still and let that other stuff, all of that chatter of the mind go away. And then you can bring that new energy forward, that new vibration for yourself. Yes, we're getting used to feeling it. Many of us don't know quite what that is yet, but when we continually check into it, we find it. All right, so today on the show, we're going to be looking at the cards. I've got a couple of decks to choose from. We're going to get into the energy of what's going on for you and how you can best use this energy. All right, but before we do, let's just take a moment and pull all of our energies together. So no matter what, if you're listening now or you're listening later, as we go to draw these cards, if you're listening and this jumps out for you, this vibration hits you, this is meant for you as well. So let's begin by taking a nice deep inhale and exhale. Just let go of all that Monday morning stuff. Send it down deep into the earth. I'll light a little sage for us. Taking a nice deep inhale again, bringing that breath all the way up the body, and exhale, sending it all the way back down, deep into the earth. Inhaling, let us connect with divine spirit as we open up our own divine guidance. Let us ask to bring in the angels, the masters, the teachers, and your own spirit guides. We ask that they work with us and through us to surround us and protect us as we offer this work today, all for the highest good, opening up. And let us just take a moment, honor our place where we are right now, right at the very end of this season of summer, finding that in the direction of the south. We honor the south. We honor the west, the north, and the east, above us, below us, right in our very center, asking for anything less than light to be gone, and only the highest vibrations let us connect with. Taking a nice deep inhale and exhale. So I'm going to just start with a universal card I drew last night on the Empowered Energy Focus. You can find that in the Empowered Spirit Circle. But for today and all those listening, I drew from Cordelia Francesca Brad's Oracle Cards of the Unicorns. Beautiful deck. I wanted to draw one that was so magical and mystical for all of us. The card that came forward is about seeking out a mentor or guide. Take baby steps as you grow and be willing to learn from others. So this is a beautiful winged horse, two of them, a small one and a larger one, representing that growth. Just know that this energy, it's actually the winged horse, not the oracle, and not the unicorn in this particular card, but just know that, yes, spirit is urging you on to find that growth within you, to step it up a level. Right? Be willing to take baby steps to get there. Don't get overwhelmed thinking you have to get there all at once, but take that step. So as we relate this to where we are right now, continue to bring that energy forward for the growth in your life. Continue to focus, get clear on what that means for you so that you can continue to move through this portal that is opened for all of us. Taking a nice deep inhale and exhale, and just send that breath all the way down as we open up. Good. Coming back feeling centered. All right, so last night on the energy focus that I do on Sunday nights, I drew several cards for the week. So go back there and check it out. If you're looking for some guidance for the week, it's all about getting still and finding that fairness and balance in your life and opening up to this new energy. So I'm going to do today three card readings, maybe a fourth card, but three card readings. We're going to look at what's going on, look at what crosses you, and then look at what we can do to project out for this, an action card. I have two decks, The Wild Unknown, which I've been working with, and The Good Tarot. Colette Baron Reed's The Good Tarot. All right, so here we go. I am starting with this call coming in from California. Good morning, Donna. How are you?
Oh, good morning. I'm fine. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing really great. Thanks for calling in. So what's going on for you?
Well, sometimes I hear my mother, who's on the other side, and I hear my nephew, and it comes in their voice in the middle of my head. And my mother said to me that you're going to be rewarded. So I feel something's coming up for me, but I don't know what she meant by that. If you could pick up on something.
Okay. You're going to be rewarded. Would you like to choose from the Good Tarot or the Wild Unknown?
Wild Unknown.
All right. So I'm shuffling the deck. Let's just see what comes forward. Let's see if we can kind of pinpoint more of the area of where that reward is coming from. All right. Take a nice deep inhale. And when you're ready for me to stop shuffling, let me know.
Okay.
All right. All right. All right. So very interesting, because the card that came up first was the Justice card. So there is something going on for you. Are you in any kind of legal situation going on?
No.
Nothing in the legal. All right. Sometimes that comes up for legal, but sometimes, as we looked at it last night, we drew this card last night, it's kind of like making fair what's going on for you. Now, that's one of the major cards, but you've also drawn two of the cups. You've drawn the Father of Cups, and you've drawn the Nine of Cups, which is about our heart and our romance. So what's going on there for you?
Nothing. I'm not in a relationship. It's been a while.
All right. So this is an area that I feel she's talking to you, because the cups are coming forward. There's a little bit of that energy of that justice, though, that you're looking at for yourself. So letting go of some of that, no one wants to be with me. I'm not good enough. Why am I going to even date? It's not working. Any of that kind of energy going on. Let go of any of that darker energy so that you can feel those rewards coming forward. All right. And as you do that, I feel like that's where that message is coming forward for you. All right. Because the Nine of Cups is all about bliss and harmony. There's more coming. All right. That feels good. Yeah. Right. That feels like, all right, that could be my reward there. And then the thing is that the Father of Cups is always coming up to remind us to be very open-minded. All right, to open up that heart, to be very open-minded, drop the drama, drop the ego, all right, really come up to support yourself in this aspect of what it is that's coming forward for you. Have you been out there looking, or is this something that you've kind of put aside? Are you getting a little upset about it?
No, I mean, well, I am going traveling. My brother's treating me to Hawaii, so I'll be gone for a week. I'm going to leave in a week, so I'm looking forward to that. And it's just, I tried the dating thing online, but I never met with anyone. But I'm just out and about doing my errands. I do see men that I'm attracted to, but
okay.
I'm kind of shy. I mean, I'm not going to go up to somebody, but.
All right. So maybe you need to get a little bit of that flirt energy on, all right, so that you can feel the rewards. I mean, actually, as you just said, your brother's treating you to a trip to Hawaii. Where are you going?
Yeah.
Where in Hawaii?
We're going to the Big Island, Kona.
Nice. Yes,
so
I've been there myself. So there is a reward right there. So don't treat it lightly. Be very grateful for having that reward right there coming from your family. Your mother was already bringing that in for you. And let that be a reward for your life and honor your life more. All right. There's something within there that has offered you this trip. Open your heart. Practice that flirting. There's no better place than in Hawaii to understand the aloha spirit. And that is a reward in itself right there. Find out what that means for you, the aloha spirit. and let that energy just kind of sweep over you. Smell the beautiful smells there. Wrap yourself in a beautiful sarong and just bring that aloha energy of the land. And that in itself can translate to some of that flirting energy for you and also the reward of loving yourself even greater. Love it. Yeah,
okay.
Definitely.
Well,
all right. Thank
well, thank you.
You
very much.
Yes,
appreciate
enjoy
it.
Your trip and really, really bring up that fairness in your own life of really loving yourself and finding that beauty and find a little bit of that sexy energy too. Okay. All right. Thanks for calling in. Follow me on iTunes or Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. Come join our circle. All right. I love it, right? Okay, maybe you need some of that aloha spirit too, and just bring in that beautiful energy of life for yourself, finding that reward for just, gosh, being alive right now and opening up to this new energy that is all around us. I love it. Get your flirt on. All right. Take a nice deep inhale and exhale. Just letting that settle. I love it when we get messages. I love it. I get them in the middle of the night. So bring them in and honor them. All right. Here we go. Let's see. 4830. We have another one calling in from California. Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. What is going on?
Well, I'm open to, there's a, I have a case with a settlement in regards to an auto accident. And I'm kind of interested in, you know, I kind of fixed on a number, and I was just kind of curious if it's like plus or minus that.
All right. When we ask questions like that, Mike, we kind of limit ourselves. So I would try to ask a question in a more opening way. All right. Opening yourself up for that abundance to come in, like what's blocking that or something like that, so that you can open up rather than if we get fixed on one thing, is it more or less? We really limit the information that's coming in for us. So let's see if we can open that energy up for you, seeing, you know, what's blocking any abundance that might come your way. How about that?
Perfect. I like that.
All right. You want to draw from the good tarot or the wild unknown?
The wild unknown.
All right. Yeah, it's a great deck. Kim Kranz is the author and the creator of it. I've really been loving it. All right. Tell me when to stop shuffling.
Stop.
Okay. There we go. All right. Well, the first card that came up, this one came in into two. All right. So the first card that came up was the Seven of Pentacles. And that is, if you just see the card, it's like money, 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 money. All right. So for me, it's almost reassuring that there is abundance coming forward for you. All right. I hope nobody was hurt in the accident or anything like that. But there is, it is showing that Pentacles, which is our money, right, coming in the earth plane there, that is coming up for you. And it is a little bit connected also to, seven is our spiritual number, right? It's really also connecting us to more of the divine energy and connecting into that spiritual aspects of the money too. So not letting yourself get too controlled over this is really important. Knowing that this energy can build for you. And again, seven is, you know, more than one, right? So it's adding up and it's on a diagonal. So it does have that ability or that appearance of building so that the energy is building for you in this. And really being connected to the why of it too. I mean, you know, like I said before, I hope that there was no hurting and nobody was injured. And we go into lawsuits sometimes and that energy is okay within itself too. And that you've, you know, been able to heal from whatever that underneath the surface is bringing forward for you. Because sometimes that will block our abundance, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so one of the things that comes up to block this energy is the next card that comes up is the Mother of Swords. All right, so in this card, you see an owl sitting on a sword, right? You know how owls are. They're very sharp and they're very perceptive, right? So it's almost too, this card can also represent, you know, some of that difficulty that we go through in life right now or in general, right? Just some of the things that come forward for us. So what was the difficulty that came forward for you in order to go through this trial or this lawsuit or whatever it is for you, and making sure some of those lessons are learned and that some of it is cleared out for you so that you're not blocking what is coming forward. All right. You also got the Mother of Pentacles. All right. So that Mother of Pentacle energy is having some of that, you know, that down to earth energy, the loving, the patience, that creating that nest, right? So some of this energy coming forward for you. What kind of lawsuit is it?
Well, it's right now it's in the early stages of the attorney. I was in an accident and I was hit and completely rolled and did a 180. Ooh. And spent a few days for observation in the hospital. So it's just a matter of now, them, you know, of course, in this day and age, you have to have an attorney deal with the insurance companies.
Yeah. Did you heal? Are you okay? So I suspect that some of this energy for you does have a little bit more healing underneath. So making sure that you are loving yourself and taking care of yourself. I mean, really just getting that underlying service. But all the cards I drew for you, even the next card that flew out at the same time. Are you there? Was the Six of Pentacles, which is a very prosperous card. It was all about prosperity and growth and generosity. So it does look to me, to answer your question, that your settlement's going to come forward and the abundance is going to be what you need for you right now. It is suggesting that you do take a little time and connect, you know, on that inner guidance plane and look at whatever lessons are underneath there in terms of how you heal, in terms of how you do this, not getting caught in the drama, not getting too picky about it, right? But it's definitely coming through. Everything you drew in this card, all the cards that came up for you were that in the pentacles, which is our money. Yeah.
Awesome.
So let go of that number and
just
open up to the healing.
Yeah.
Yeah, open up to the healing and the abundance that can come forward with you. Don't get caught in the drama of it. All right?
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. Follow me on Blog Talk. Have a great day. All right. So just take a nice deep inhale and exhale out. So sometimes we can get caught up in all the details and all the drama instead of looking at what it is. But this did indicate some opportunities coming forward for him to not only heal the physical level, the money, what he went through, but also in the spiritual plane as well. So maybe you're going through something as well too. Look to the spiritual aspects of it as well. Count your blessings. That's abundance as well. All right. Take a nice deep inhale. And exhale out, letting the energy go, just kind of shuffling the cards. All right, let's see, 8959. Good morning, Dee Dee. How are you?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm great, thanks.
Good, what's going on?
I have a question. I have recently taken a position as a student teacher. I'm learning, you know, to become a teacher, and I really love it in my field. And I was told by some of the students on Saturday that the owner is hiring new teachers, credentialed teachers. So I'm wondering if this is going to hinder the job that I currently have, or if the owner is going to choose to keep me on. Just looking for some insight as to how this is going to turn out.
Okay, so teaching, is there going to be a shift in what you think is already happening? I'm sorry, when you first started, you said you had just been hired, or you've been working when you first
Yeah. I've been working. I am a hairdresser, and I'm wanting to transition into becoming an instructor.
Uh-huh.
And so I've been kind of working on the job for about almost 2 months now on the floor with the students. And, you know, I eventually want to be a full-time instructor, but I'm just wondering what this looks like.
Okay. All right. Would you like to draw from the Wild Unknown or the Good Tarot?
I would say the gnome.
The Wild Unknown. All right. Take a nice deep inhale. Exhale out and just tell me to stop shuffling when you're ready.
Stop.
Okay. Here we go. All All right. So the first card that comes up is the Daughter of Swords. We actually do this last night, too, because this is a great time to really, really observe what's going on around you. All right. So that means like just looking and knowing. And we don't always have to. Sometimes when we do this, we think that other people think we're not paying attention. But really what we're doing is we're hyper keen on what is going on and what is observing. However, careful that you're not picking yourself to death in terms of judging yourself. All right. What is it going to take for you to outshine everybody else? That's what's coming forward from me. What is it going to take for you? Now, I feel there's some energy around the word credentials, right? So don't let that nitpicky fact get to you. If you start harboring that thing, I don't have all my credentials, then you're going to start lowering that vibration with which you're going to show up as. All right. So really, don't let that get in your way. If you've been doing your cutting and you've got that experience, let that experience shine for you and keep that thought in your head. What will you do, right, to get this position? And how can you show up each and every day? All right, that's a really important aspect. All right, swords can also be about a little bit of the conflict and struggles that we have to deal with, but not getting caught up, right? Don't get trapped in the mind, all right? Don't get trapped. And that's the next card that comes up is the Eight of Swords, all right? When we feel like we're surrounded by, like, obstacles and we feel threats and, you know, we're not sure of ourselves, then we find ourselves becoming the victim. And whenever we show up with victim energy, it's just all over us, right? So really let that go and just keep knowing that you have that experience. And I would tell you 8 out of 10 times, and here's an 8 card right here, 8 out of 10 times experience can win, all right, over somebody that just has a degree. So just keep that in your mind as you go forward. You have the experience. You've been cutting hair. You know the different qualities of hair. You know the different products. I don't know, all the things that go into your career, right? So just have that energy around you so that you can show up for that, being really polished and being really ready to do that. And it may take a little extra work right now, right? And that's okay. You know, make sure you're clean, make sure you're, I don't know how you dress or anything like that, but just, like, you know, up your game a little bit. And that's really important, because the thing is, when we let go of all of that doubt and that worry and that fear, then the other stuff can rise forward, right? Especially if you're feeling really passionate about this field and what you're doing, that's what you want to have rise to the surface. All right, the next card that comes up is the Six of Swords, all right? So there is some struggle here. There's definitely struggle. You drew the swords. But the thing about the six is that that is a great one for change to come forward. And the card, if you see it, like all the cards are at the bottom of the card, all the swords are at the bottom of the card and all this darkness. But as you look to the top, the rainbow comes forward. All right. So yes, sixes do indicate a little bit of hope is still there. It indicates change. So just let that rainbow rise around you. Imagine your aura is surrounded by a rainbow every day you go into work and you're around this situation so that you can let that light shine for you. All right. Definitely going to be a little bit more coming forward in terms of feeling the struggles around. All right. So just know that is part of it. All right. And just keep letting your energy shine. Go with all that experience that you have and let that be your education and your certification. And then, I don't know, you might have to get a certification. I don't know about that, but it feels to me that just drop out of the chatter of the mind. All right.
Okay.
And come forward, do whatever it takes, look better, cut your hair. You know what I mean? Keep your hair trimmed, right? That kind of thing.
Okay.
So you show up with that authority. And I think that's the way to come at it. Yeah.
Okay.
How does that feel for you?
Yeah. Yeah. It feels great. Appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
All right. So keep strong.
Thank
keep
you.
That higher vibration. Yes. Follow me on Blog Talk. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah. Come join my circle. Yeah. All right. So just take a nice deep inhale and exhale. And maybe this pushes some buttons for yourself too. Maybe that you're thinking a little bit of like, I don't have what it takes, but what would it take for you to show up? What do you need to do to polish your energy as well right now so that you can show up and get that next level, jump to that next place, move through that portal? This is exactly the energy all of us are sitting in right now. So yeah, you might have to sharpen your skills. You may have to get up 30 minutes earlier. You may have to go get a new haircut, right? Do these things to help yourself shine. Don't be caught in that victim energy right now. Let that energy go. This is what's breaking up and this is what's falling apart. So if you find yourself in it, take a moment. Come back to breathing. And remember, there's a whole new portal of energy waiting for you. Taking a nice deep inhale And exhale, releasing that energy out. Yeah. So maybe you are feeling a little lost. Maybe you don't know how you can find more training. Maybe you are intuitive. Come on over to the Empowered Spirit Circle. Check it out. I have a program, a 90-day private mentoring program that can teach you these skills, intuition. They can teach you Reiki energy, how to create boundaries, how to see better, hear better, know better, how to tap into your spirit. Check it out. All right, let's see. We've got another caller here from 2303. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Okay.
All right. Who's calling?
Liz.
Liz, what's up for you today, Liz?
Well, it has to do with the situation about going back to school for my master's. I have my heart set on going to school this month at this one place, but last minute she told me the what I was interested in wouldn't be offered until January. So I said, that's okay. I'll look at another school. What I'm interested in is mental health counseling with a certificate in expressive arts that's offered at another school that also starts in January. I am wondering, is that the right direction, or should I go any another area?
As in another school, or is in another direction?
It's at another school, and it's in it's still psychology, but it's studying more or less behavior.
So one school is not ready till January, and one school is ready now.
It would be on September 18th if I decided to go to this other school.
All right. Sometimes the universe gives us what we need, not what we want. So keeping that in mind. All right. So let's see what the cards say about what is presented for you right now. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So the good tarot or the wild unknown?
The wild unknown.
All right. So just take a nice deep inhale. Wild Unknown is favored this week. I love it myself. I haven't even gone back to my Rider Wade in a while. All right, take a nice deep inhale. Exhale out and tell me when to stop shuffling.
Stop.
Okay. Here we go. All right. So the first card that starts out, I love this because it's the Seven of Wands. And the card itself has a wand with like a fire right in the middle. And it feels to me, the first thing that came up, it feels to me that even though it's kind of like I said, even though you know the universe doesn't always give us what we want, gives us what we need, it feels like something else has opened up. Like everything else was pushed aside and this has come forward. So it seems to me from what you're asking that this new other school, like what you thought isn't working out till January, but this new other thing that's coming around now has come forward for you at just the right time. Right? Mm-hmm. I really feel that that's it. What's your block on it?
It's different. And, where I'm at, none of the schools offer that. It's only offered in another state and another city. But it's interesting. It deals more with picking the mind, more or less. What causes the person to be like that, to act like that?
Mm-hmm. Well, interesting this card is about internal strength, like really bringing forward. And it sounds like that's what the program is about, too. That's very interesting. So it wasn't exactly what you expected it to be. But how interesting that it's available for you right now. So it's definitely giving you something to think about. And I love this card because it's showing that there's a bigger inner fire passion coming forward for you right now. Right. All right, the next card that comes up is the Three of Cups. Now, the Three of Cups is about celebrating and joyous and bounty. And it's interesting that it comes up right behind it because it's indicating that this could be a more joyous path for you. It may not be the easiest, right? But it could definitely be the more rewarding path. So it's definitely confirming a little bit of that choice for you, right? And the thing that comes up right again is the six, which is 2-3, six of cups. So it's almost like doubling that information. So the roots that you put down, if you saw the card, the cups are around the edge. There's a tree and you see the roots to the tree, and the roots to the tree are all beautiful colors. So it's almost as if putting down some of those roots is going to really grow you to even more joy than you ever realized. So I don't like to get into predictions, and I don't like to say, oh, the cards say you should do this, but the cards are definitely indicating that what is in front of you right now was not expected, that it came forward, but there's a bigger, deeper part of you that could really connect to this and bring you a joy that you did not know about. So before you think like, oh, January, why isn't it now? Look at what did present for you. And I would really sit really quiet with you, because it's indicating that there's a deeper part of you uncovering for this program. That's exciting.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Good luck with that. Yep. I believe there's no wrong choices, but I do believe in sitting really still and really quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the path that we think is like easiest is not, because it brings up lots of like, oh, this isn't fulfilling. This isn't what I want. It makes it harder. Mm-hmm. Makes it not as right. And so sometimes when it seems like, I don't know, it seems like a little like, could I ever really do this? That's the one that's going to inspire you. And that's that first card that came up, right? How exciting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Good luck with that. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yes, definitely. Follow me on Blog Talk or come over and join our group. I'd love to hear how it turns out. Empowered Spirit Circle on Facebook. All right.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. All right. Take a nice deep inhale. And exhale. So yeah, has that ever happened to you? You're thinking one thing and it doesn't work out and you're all bummed, and then something else is right in your face that comes up and you're like, oh, I don't know if I really could do that, but the timing is there and it could work out. That's what these cards are indicating, that deeper passion. And I love the fact that the joy, the three and the six of cups came right after. Definitely some good energy there. Sometimes we have to take a chance. And what would it take for you to do that, right? What would it take for you? And that's what the universe is asking us all right now. Let the old systems fall away. Get rid of them and stand up for your purpose. Stand up for what's going on in the world. Yes, stand up and learn what the mind is all about, all right? Be a master to your mind. Yes. Take a nice deep inhale and exhale. All right, let's see. 2340. Good morning. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing great.
Good. What's going on for you today?
Whatever you can pick up. Looking for work and still looking for work, so anything's coming in.
All right, let's see what's blocking it. All right. What deck do you want to choose from? The Wild Unknown, everybody else's. We've got it. I got it in my hands. Tell me when to stop shuffling.
Cool. Stop.
Okay, we're going to look at what's blocking that job coming in. Here we go. Ooh, the cards are turning around here. All right, so there's a little bit, the first card that comes up, which we just drew a minute ago, was the Mother of Pentacles, and that's some of that nesting energy. That's some of that, like, building the home energy. And maybe for this particular one, I mean, it does mean patience. It is saying have a little patience, but I'm also just kind of wondering if you've maybe, you know, pulled in your energy a little bit too much. Are you getting out enough? Are you talking to others? Have you mentioned to other people that you need a new job, that you're looking for new work? All right. Does that resonate a little bit?
I have, and I can't go out much with the limited funds.
What's that?
Very limited. I have very, very limited funds.
Mm-hmm. So really getting out there and what do you do?
I'm IT defense.
Excuse me?
I'm a defense military for the Homeland Security.
Okay. So even within the government, huh, you're having trouble?
Yep, they don't want to pay.
That's not good to hear for sure. Especially with all that's going on. So the Mother of Pentacles, you know, it does represent a little bit of patience, but it represents, you know, really tending to some of those tasks that we don't want to deal with. And so this may be feeling a little tedious and a little bit of loss of spirit for you, but really kind of coming back to some of that, the Sun of Pentacles comes up next. And that's kind of a little bit more of a younger energy, coming back to some of that innocence. not being too hard on yourself and really kind of, opening up. I guess it's kind of like some of that determination, like don't give up yet and don't let the frustration kind of come forward, because that next card came right back out with the Seven of Wands, which is that inner force. So I feel like there's some inner fire in you that's been a little bit stemmed. So finding the ability to really bring back out the passions, and maybe it's time to look at, a little bit of a change in what you're doing. How can you take the skills that you have with Homeland Security and apply it in a different way? I feel like that's what some of this is talking about. Trusting that the universe has something else in mind for you. And what is it inside of you that can come forward?
So I need to work to make money to live.
I hear you on that. Yes, I definitely understand that too. But it feels as if there's a shift that needs to come forward, that we can't always do the same thing all the time the same way. And I feel like that's some of that energy coming back into that, connecting with the earth, being in that energy of, all right, then what is it? If it's not working at Homeland Security, then what is it I can do? What kind of skills did you have? And looking at what it is that would really drive you right now to take that energy and move forward for you. All right. Not getting beat up about it. I know it's hard, especially when you're coming down to, finances. Believe me, as a single mom in New York and is doing everything I could myself to find work and to get money and to pay for everything. So I understand that frustration and that fear. You're coming back into the present moment each and every day, digging a little deeper within ourselves. All right. And this is some of the energy that we're moving through right now. So I am going to really say, slow down. Even though life is really troublesome for you right now, where can you come back to finding some of that innocence of what your own purpose in life is right now for you? If it's not working the same way it's always been, then making some shifts. And that does take courage, and that takes a little bit of resilience to back to open up back into it. All right.
Okay.
I know that's frustrating, right? But try to come at it from a different perspective. What could you do if it wasn't Homeland Security? Like, go on a dreamscape right now, and maybe that can open up to other aspects of your life right now where you can use the same skills, but in a different manner.
Right. Cool. Appreciate it.
Yeah. All right. Good luck to you.
Thanks.
All right. So take a nice deep inhale. I know that can be frustrating. We're trying so hard, it's not coming through. We start to feel desperate on our income, providing for our families. Sometimes the universe is helping us. It doesn't seem like it. You can look back on it later and say, oh, I get it now. I know I've had that happen to me many times. Why did this happen? And then later on, I see it. So I know for me, it's clearing that energy out, grounding with Mother Earth, opening up that first chakra. And if you need help doing that, I have a program. Yes. I have a program that it can help you to do that. Check it out. Come on over to the Empowered Spirit Circle if you're listening and you need some help doing this, need some help connecting to your inner guidance, to Mother Earth. I can help you with that. So take a nice deep inhale and exhale. Let's just pull our energies back together. I hope that you heard something in these readings today that can inspire you to open your spirit, to go deeper into that part of who you really are. That's what the universe is asking all of us to do right now. Raise the vibration. Be mindful in your actions. Find that why in your purpose and bring it forward. Don't let this eclipse energy get you all out of sorts. Align the spiritual body with the physical body. We're still in retrograde. All right? So even maybe that's some of that energy. Nature doesn't always seem to want to go forward. No, the retrograde, we have about another, we're halfway through, so about another 10 days, 7 days, 8 days, 9 days, 10 days, I think it is. And then move forward with your action. All right. So some great readings today. Take this energy and move it forward for you. Let's see. It's a holiday weekend. I will not be on the air on the 4th. It's Labor Day. Going to take a little break, take some time for myself. But I will be back on the 11th. I'm going to be starting a whole new series on creativity and how it inspires our spirit. I'm starting out the series with Melissa Scott. She is a yoga teacher, therapist, and author. She has a brand new book out, White Girl in Yoga Pants, You're Stronger Than You Think You Are. So join us back here on the 11th. come on over to the Empowered Spirit Circle. We have lots of fun over there, lots of offerings. You can find that on Facebook. My energy focuses are on Sunday nights. I give you some cards. I give you some tips on focusing your energy, some breathing, some help. Thank you so much for calling in. Let's see what else I have. I know there's more going on. Yes, there is. If you're in the local area, September 16th, I have my next Reiki 1 class. You can find that on Natural Forces Studio website page under the events. We have our Global Mala here in Birmingham coming up. We have so much going on around that through Sweet Home, Alabama, September 21st, starting at Trim Tab. I'll be doing cards there for Global Mala for Sweet Home. 23rd up at Vulcan, and I'll also be at Lifetime on the 24th with the Restorative and Crystal Bowls. I'll be playing the bowls. So much going on. I have a medicine wheel for the fall coming up on the 17th. You can find that on my website as well. So take this opportunity to make a change in your life. Do something different. Get out of your own way. Tap into the spirit of who you truly are. Thanks again for listening. This is your host, Terri Ann Hyman. Have a great week. Tap into your spirit. Know that part of you. Have a great week. Namaste.